Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Grant and Danny radio program is a Darris Dameron, Corporate Clary, Ben Strober production. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. We're brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad. They're going to help you with important stuff like a last will and testament, a living trust, medical power of attorney, anything you may need. They make it seamless. They make it easy. It's not fun to do, but you got to do it. Part of being an adult. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today. KMLawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's KMLawyers.com. As promised, caller number 10. At 800-636-1067. Congrats. You're winning a 4-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle. It's coming up June 21 and 22 on Pennsylvania Avenue in the District. You're going to enjoy a couple days of barbecue, family.
The best.
Fun with DC's best bands on the Pepsi Lays Art to Go-Go and summer grilling stages. Metro, shared ride, accessible, tickets, more events, all the details you need. Information at thefandc.com/events. Danny, there's a chance me and you may see people there.
Yeah, seriously. That's
the kind of event we go to around these parts.
It is such a fun, relaxed environment. People are like, here, A, I'm going to be really nice to you. B, here's delicious food. Do you want some? Yes, I do.
The answer to that is always yes.
That's a yes for me.
It's time to get the Beltway Blitz going. Before we ask Mike Jones of The Athletic about the NFL, he's a guy that knows a thing or two about a grill. I remember many years sitting shoulder to shoulder with Jonesy in the media room when we were working the beat. Jonesy, are you still into the grilling and the smoking and the barbecuing?
GP, I just did 20 pounds of pulled pork and 6 racks of ribs for my son's graduation party on Sunday.
Attaboy.
I'm very much still into the barbecue. These kids are all out the house, I'm just going to open a barbecue food truck.
Well, when you do, I'll be your first customer. You just tell me where to go, and I will be in line with bells on. How did it go? That's like chef level when you're preparing that much.
That's a lot.
I'd be nervous. How'd you do?
I mean, I've done it like a number of times now, so it's just long. You have to, keep on adding wood chips and everything and coals and everything, but it always, I've got it to the point where it always turns out really well. Everybody was happy. There were no leftovers. So that's kind of good and a little sad at the end too.
I was going to say, it's such a bummer. Like, you don't have any, it's like a one and done.
Ribs are also one of those that they're pretty good the next day.
Yeah, they're just fine a day after that as well. At this stage, does Trey Hendrickson play for the Cincinnati Bengals?
I think that they will wind up getting something done. I mean, Joe Burrow is really putting pressure on them to do that. And, he spoke out and they took care of T. Higgins. He spoke out. We'll see what's going to happen with Hendrickson. It's silly to me, and the number of people I've talked to around the league really question the motives of how seriously Cincinnati wants to win. But I think that they're going to wind up listening to their quarterback and trying to figure out a way to get something done.
What would a trade even look like for a team like Washington that wants him?
Well, it depends, because if you're dealing with a rational team, then maybe you know, with the first round pick or maybe a second or third. But I think they were asking way too much before because they kind of didn't want to trade them. But if they did, they wanted to make sure they got a lot, and nobody was willing to play ball. And so that's why no deal got done. So I don't know if they will actually listen to rational offers or not.
Like, we were talking about this a moment ago, that the quarterbacks from last year are going to be the headline story. Understandable that the outsize import of it, right? Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, JJ McCarthy, Drake May, all the rest. Last year's receiving class was pretty exceptional too. Just thinking about that in general, spitballing here, it's one of those things that kind of gets lost in the sauce, but now you add it up. Basically half that draft of the first round receivers plus Ladd McConkey, pretty exceptional building blocks for their teams going forward.
It is, and I think it's just a testament kind of just to the evolution of the NFL and football in general. All these guys are coming out of spread offenses where they're throwing the ball a lot. They're used to facing a number of different coverages, and now they're coming into the league. They're ready. They're making impacts. And so, you know, it's something that we're looking at. A number of teams have those number one wide receivers, and it seems like they're getting younger and younger when they're making this impact.
Mike, the Cowboys brought in George Pickens. I saw he was on the practice field wearing number 3 for them. They traded with Pittsburgh to bring him over. What do you make of that marriage?
You know, it's going to be really interesting because, yes, he's got talent, but maturity is the big issue there. And history has shown us when Mike Tomlin is done with a wide receiver, you should just, you know, buyer beware, stay away. And he's not even as talented as Antonio Brown was. Even with Juju Smith-Schuster, when they were ready to move on from him, you know, yeah, he contributed in Kansas City, but he was not what he was. I just don't know maturity level if this is really a guy you want that's going to be in your locker room. If he's going to be frustrated, he's not getting enough targets because you also got CeeDee Lamb. You know, it's going to be interesting. If they're winning, it's going to be okay. If they hit adversity, which they probably will, got a first-time play caller as a head coach, you know, it could be just more Dallas drama and dysfunction.
Any chance the Dolphins are good?
I think there's a chance, but that's if they can keep Tua on the field. You know, they really were competitive when they had him. They had a hole they had to dig out of last year because they didn't have him early on. They have continuity at their defensive coordinator position for the first time in a while. And, you know, they've made moves trying to upgrade the defense. I think they can be good. Now, I don't think they're going to be beat Buffalo type of good. But, you know, they'll be competitive. They'll be in the chase for a playoff spot.
Mike Jones of The Athletic. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right. See you guys.
See you, man.
Good. You got it. Let's keep the blitz moving. To talk about the Commanders, our buddy Kevin Sheehan of Kevin Sheehan Show fame, aptly named program. Kevin, OTA is ongoing at the facility. Last year, the big story was the coaching staff was talking about the buy-in. Everybody was there. I'm not a guy that gets worked up over players generally not showing up. Laremy Tunsil's not there. I'm okay with that. He's really good. Terry McLaurin's not there. He shouldn't be. He's looking for a contract. The Marshawn Lattimore thing annoys me. He was so bad last year. It's such a big year for him. Would love for him to get out to the facility. What do you make of that?
I agree with you, I think. I'm in that boat of, you know, I don't really care because there's nothing out there, I don't think, that is available that would link, like, poor OTA attendance to, you know, win-loss record or vice versa. And I think we make too big of everything this time of year. We don't know anything, and they barely know anything. But you're right. Like, to me, it's very much a peek inside of his self-awareness window, maybe his level of commitment. If you want to go a step further, I mean, this guy got traded in the middle of the season to a much better situation than the one he was in. And he didn't play well when he was even playing. And so I don't know, given the team's success, given this really good feeling about, you know, attendance last year and buy-in, I just think even though his MO has been not to post for these, if you're reading the room, you show up for a few of these in Washington in this particular moment.
Kevin, Joe Witt talked today about generating a pass rush, you know, sort of absent Dante Fowler. And his point was nobody thought last year at this point that Dante Fowler would have 10 and a half sacks. And he kind of talked about they think they'll be better sort of either generating pass rush and kind of hinted that they have a plan. What is the plan? I kind of don't quite see it. It's easy for us to go, That defensive end's good. So is that one. That's how they'll get sacks. How will this group pressure the quarterback?
Maybe it's that they're on the verge of trading for Trey Hendrickson. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I don't know. I don't. It's a great question. I guess Frankie Louvu could be used in different ways because he's clearly a talent. I think Dorrance Armstrong really stepped up in the postseason, and he may be, you know, their most versatile of defensive ends. I think, you know, it's year two. Defense is very variable, you know, incredible variability year to year. There's no rhyme nor reason at times for it. Remember how good this defense was in 2022, and we're expecting it to be great in 2023, and it was one of the worst in the league. But yeah, I can't tell you where pass rush is coming from. I can't tell you where a better run-stopping defense is going to emanate from. But, you know, defense is weird year to year in the league.
Kevin, Terry McLaurin wants a contract. They gave him the 3-year deal, so we're kind of right back here as we were a couple of years ago, going into a lame duck season. I just feel like he's Mr. Commander. They love guys that are get the commander tag or whatever. This will be the easiest thing to ever sort out. Is there any reason to have any modicum of concern?
No.
I don't think so.
I looked it up this morning, and I'm sure you guys knew this, but he signed his extension in 2022 at the end of June. It was, you know, so it was well in advance of camp.
It was right like the week before July 4th, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was June 28th. And I would expect that this is going to get done certainly before camp and probably a few weeks before camp begins.
On offense, is the running back room set to you, or do they go shopping still for one of these J.K. Dobbins tier type guys that are going to be available, maybe at a bargain?
I've wanted them for a couple of months. I've been talking about you've got to at least give, you know, an up and down look-see on Nick Chubb and then J.K. Dobbins, because they can be had for basically a song. And Nick Chubb at his best pushes up, in my opinion, on that elite group of backs in the league. You know, Saquon, Derrick Henry, Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, you know, but McCaffrey, et cetera. Now, the problem is he hasn't been healthy. J.K. Dobbins, explosive, hasn't been healthy. Either one of those two guys, if the medical, you know, panned out and they felt good about it, and you're going to get them for, you know, a year, $4 million with incentives up to six or whatever it would be, you're going to end up potentially with a much better situation at the position than you have now. So, yeah, I think they should at least be exploring that. But they know more than we do. I mean, for all we know, the word's out there on Chubb that, yeah, the medical's not going to be good. And last year was his first legitimate bad year when he was healthy. Now, that was a terrible football team he was on. And, you know, that, but I think that is worth exploring. I've been talking about it for a while. And Chubb's the one that excites me the most, because if you got him at his best, that's borderline elite at the position.
Kevin, are you a grill guy? You strike me as a guy that, like, smokes meats.
I don't have a smoker, but, God, we grill out, you know, in the winter we grill out twice, three nights a week.
Yeah, I love
it. Why?
Well, earlier we were talking about ribs, and Mike Jones just came on, and he and I, when we were on the beat together, all we did was, like, talk about grilling and things. And he was just telling us about all the ribs that he did this weekend for a graduation party. So I could just see you standing there with, like, a beer over a grill. That's all.
There's no doubt that I have been positioned with a beer or seven in front of a grill for a period of time, but I'm not like a big, you know, chef. I'm going to, you know, soak the ribs in this and in that for 3 days. And that's not me, but give me some steaks and give me some good veggies. And I'll be the guy in front of the grill with cold beer near me.
Steaks. Yeah. And what you said, another word, what was the word? Steaks and
Steaks and veggies. We grill veggies all the time.
What are those?
Not steaks?
Steaks and I don't know what that word is.
They're not steaks, but steaks, burgers, chicken. We'll stick with the protein.
Oh, there we go. Let's
do that. Yeah.
Veggie guy, and I'm not sitting here telling you that's what I'm. That's all I eat.
Do you believe Al Michaels?
If you're going to eat them grilled.
Al Michaels says he's never eaten a vegetable, by the way.
Yeah, that's my middle son. The next green thing he puts in his mouth that's not an M&M will be the first
one. That's the first one.
Well, I didn't know I was your middle son, but all right. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Good hit.
All right, son.
We'll see you, Kevin. There's Kevin Sheehan, the Kevin Sheehan show. All right, let's keep it moving. And now we can talk to Danny's dad on the Beltway Blitz, Craig Heist.
Heisty.
Heistar.
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
Do you want to claim Rouye is your own? I'm Sheehan's kid. You could be Danny's dad.
Doesn't matter. Either one of you are just fine with me.
Nice.
And he could take you to get crabs. That's what Pop's knows right. way to go get a crab.
Well, what happens?
They just opened the second location in Timonium, too.
Up there in Timonium. I tell you what, when I go to the press box,
there's a free plug.
I love it. When I go to the press box, I'm usually pretty disciplined, and then I see Heisty come back with that bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
And as soon as I see him do it, it opens up the floodgates, and then I go off the rails. That's what happens.
Are you blaming Heist you're eating ice cream?
No, I'm blaming myself. I am a sheep. Like, if I don't see it, I'll be like, it's fine. And then when he comes back and is just enjoying it and at peace, I go, I got to do it.
Well, just so people know, it's not just ice cream. It's the best.
Yep.
It's really good ice cream. It is soft serve, which is not as good as scooped, but it's soft served, Heisty. I mean, you could tell people more than I can, but
the topics.
You put it in a helmet, a baseball helmet.
Yeah.
Then they've got like the Oreo crunches, and they got.
I do a cookie base. I got M&Ms. I got Reese's Pieces. Yeah. I got caramel. All the whole deal.
Are you a gainly?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you do ice cream gainly, Heisty?
You do it every night,
or is it like a once in a while treat?
Oh no, I can't do. I can't do ice cream every night.
Why not?
You do it many nights.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
I love.
Well, first,
Heisty's going to get a call from his wife after this. Like, are you eating ice cream every night? Although she's probably not listening. Is she? Did she listen to the Grant and Danny radio program?
She's not a fan of us.
She is a fan, but she probably doesn't listen every day.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's okay.
And it's fine. It's fine.
We'll accept.
Fine.
She listens occasionally.
Yeah.
We should probably ask Heisky about baseball.
Let's do a baseball question.
Mackenzie Gore pitches tonight against the Cubs.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the series. And then last night, it's Trevor Williams against the best lineup in the league. And that just was bad on paper. And it got bad in the fifth inning. What about tonight, though?
It was bad on paper, but he probably deserved a little bit of better fate because the Nationals didn't play really great defense behind him. And because of that, Jose Tena holding on to the ball at third base when he should have gotten it out. And that allowed a couple of guys to get on base, and they turned it into a four-run inning. But, you know, tonight, McKenzie's got to go out there and attack the strike zone. He'll get his share of strikeouts, obviously, but this is a different kind of lineup than what he's used to facing. But I think for the most part, he'll keep them right in there. It'll be a typical McKenzie outing, six innings, and then turn it over to the bullpen, and you hope they have it. But I look for McKenzie to turn it up. They went 4-2 on the road trip. They come home, they drop the opener against a real good team, and now it's time for him to step up and be the stopper.
Heisty, stop me if you've heard this story before. C.J. Abrams gets off to a torrid start, is tearing the cover off the ball and looks great, then has a prolonged slump. That was last year. Now we're doing it this year, it seems like. What are you seeing from him lately? It just feels like just early swings. I don't want to say giving it bats away, but it kind of feels that way. Like he just gets in swing mode and sort of that's that. Had a knock and a steal last night in an RBI, but it just doesn't feel like he's the same guy that was tearing the cover off the ball for the months of April and March.
Well, I agree with you there. But, you know, again, it's a guy at the top of the lineup who you expect to get on base. And when he does, he uses his speed. I mean, we saw him in the Seattle series not get a hit, but he was on base three times, and one of the times he winds up scoring. So when he can draw his walks and take pitches, the only problem is he hasn't been taking pitches a whole lot lately, and there has been a lot of swing and miss in there too, Danny, at the same time. And that's something Davey Martinez always preaches to this team about chasing pitches. Be ready to hit the fastball. We saw when he was ready to hit the fastball, how many home runs did we see in the last month off of the fastball on the first pitch? I mean, he is capable, and that's what he's got to get back to doing.
Craig Heist, boys and girls, on the Nationals on our Blitz. Heisty, I will see you a couple of seats to your left in about 2 hours.
All right, I'm going to turn the ice cream machine off.
My bad.
There you go. Craig Heist, there's your Beltway Blitz. It adds to the entertainment, I will say, to sit a couple seats over from Heisty. And also, if you ever need anything, he's got everything.
He brought it.
He has an actual electric pencil sharpener that he'll plug in and just sharpen his number two pencils right there.
Because you'll hear that sound. You go, what is that? Because you haven't heard it in decades. Electric pencil sharpener, right, man.
By the way, the Nationals have done this all year, and it's amazing. They've got a seat for our late buddy Pete Medhurst, which is right next to Heisty. We miss you, Pete. Think about you all the time. And then one seat down is generally where me and you are sitting if we're doing post game.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of chop it up and poke Heisty about the Orioles a little bit every couple innings.
You got to just occasionally prod where it's like, you know who gets too many at bats is Ryan O'Hearn, and you just sort of duck.
Tinder has made a change that has created a rage among Tinder users, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what it is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For Grant and Danny, this is The Fan. Thank you for listening to the program. We'll take you up to 6:15 tonight. Nats pregame at that time. First pitch at 6:45. I've got postgame tonight from Nationals Park. Danny, I thought this would be an interesting thing to take the temperature of our listening audience on. Ideally, we can get insight from both some male and female listeners. I think that would help the conversation. How familiar are you with the app Tinder?
Very.
Me too.
Everybody knows, right?
I know what it is. I've never been on it. Danny has, which is a really funny story, actually. I don't know if you'll remember this.
Yeah.
But we did a show bit where we
around
had a,
Valentine's Day, right?
Right. Yeah. Where we had a Tinder challenge. And I just said right away, I'm not doing this. My girlfriend.
You're like, this is a mistake.
Right. My girl. No, no, it wasn't a mistake. I kind of think I came up with it, but it was like, it was great for the show. It was just, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, would not appreciate if I did this. Mm-hmm. I will sit this one out. Tom had a girlfriend and didn't think she would care, I suppose.
Right.
Dor. Yeah. He was with his wife.
That's right.
I guess he probably played along, right? I think
yeah.
he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were married for several years. Yeah. And so nothing matters. And yes. you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And the bit was, we get on Tinder, we created profiles, and then we would see who could get the most matches on Valentine's Day.
And we had a great sounder yes. from our guy, Brian Peck, who recorded one for each of us. Tom has a match.
So every time someone got a match, because you would just scroll all day long and basically with no regard for anything,
mm-hmm.
just everybody is swiping right, I would guess.
Yes, that's
swipe,
right.
Swipe, 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 swipe. And so every time someone would get a match, we would update the leaderboard. Tom has a match. Brendan has a match. Danny has a match. And Tom, if you remember, ran away with it. I don't know what it was about his profile that was attractive to the ladies. Other
like
than his,
the certain subsection was
handsome.
In.
I mean, handsome devil.
Yep.
So he ran away with the challenge. But months after we did this, like several months after we did this, Danny was still on Tinder, and some like neighbor of yours right. remember this?
Yeah, basically like confronted me, and I haven't seen the thing in however long. Like I did it. It's like one of those out of sight, out of mind. You know, right. I'm not like sitting there checking it.
It's like one day in studio. For a bit, for a yeah. radio segment, and yeah. you never thought about it again. And then it was months later
uh-huh.
that, like, I think it might have been
an upstairs
door.
Neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. In our condo building.
And she's like giving you these weird looks. And I don't remember the story, but basically you're like, what is the deal?
Like, yeah. I'm like, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? And she's like, I saw your profile. Like, you're disgusting. And I'm like, oh.
Because she sees you and your
yeah,
wife and your
sees,
kid.
Sees me. Like, I'm like, walk around the stroller with like, the kid, you know? Like,
Danny doesn't have a match with his neighbor.
Yeah, no, that didn't work out.
And then, are you still on, or did you get off it?
I was able to. I was able to figure out how to deactivate fully.
Right.
I thought, oh, I deleted the app. That's it. But no, it's not.
Danny has a match.
There it is.
That's the one.
God, that was a great bit.
Oh, I miss Peck so much. Technically, he still works for us and does projects for us.
Mm-hmm.
But just
Brendan has a match.
Being able to walk down the hall.
Wasn't that so great?
And just say, hey, Peck, we need this real quick. Him turning around.
And he just did it
like that.
It was perfect.
Thom has a match.
Thom.
We heard that one a lot more, I will say. Thom got a lot of matches that day. I think he was like at 14 matches in four hours.
Insane.
I'm like, is it this easy? This is all you have to just create.
You just have to do that?
An account? And there's.
He used. And he, by the way, you know what you're thinking? It was his pictures too. Like well, you thought I'm maybe thinking, he was doing something else? No, it was Thom.
Super handsome.
He crushed it.
Also, I know that getting 14 matches doesn't mean you're going to land the plane 14 times, if you know what I mean. But let's say you land the plane three times.
You got a better chance of landing the plane?
If you land the plane three times out of 14, that's not a bad couple of weeks for Thom.
Danny has a match.
Danny just got another match.
Yeah, another one?
Damn.
Nice.
Here's what I wanted to tell you about Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Tinder.
Tinder, sorry. Mm-hmm. Twitter's another thing.
Yep.
Tinder is adding a feature where you can put a height limit and requirement on your profile to have people be able to match with you, essentially. A spokesperson for Tinder told Newsweek, we're always listening to what matters most to our Tinder users, and testing the paid height preference is a great example of how we're building with urgency, clarity, and focus. What they're trying to do is, I guess this is maybe the paid feature.
Yes.
I don't know if it works where you could get an account for free and then if you're super serious, you can get another account. I don't know. But as one of their features, if I don't like short kings, I can just say, if you're 5'6", you don't get to match with me. That's how it works, right?
Yes.
Because you have to fill out your height. Now, could someone lie? I guess they could, because people could lie about, like, someone shows up that's gained 30 pounds mm-hmm. or whatever. You're just heavier than people thought. Someone could say they had a college degree and they didn't. So I guess you could lie about your height, yeah?
100%. Right. There's now maybe there's a verification thing that happens. So there's I've read a lot about this because once you brought it to my attention, I'm fascinated with the entire universe. So the free to use, everyone can use it, right? You log in, you do your best. And there's a set of risks with that. Not the way you're thinking, but like there's a not that much verification. There's not that much that they can, there's only so much that they can do. Someone's got a Facebook profile they can log in or whatever. You could find people that are in committed relationships that are still scrolling, whatever. There's only so much you can do. So they're trying to add and find a way for themselves, talking about the company, this is Tinder, Bumble, everybody in between, to make money. The premium feature or features that they're trying to offer, a subscription or whatever to folks, is a way to enhance your time, to make it more valuable for you in some kind of way. Because to get people to subscribe to something, you've got to provide value for it. Same way with the season ticket holder versus someone that's going to buy an individual game. So they're always trying to find some reason for you, not you, Grant Paulson, but one, to subscribe, to pay them some money, because they're not earning any, really.
Yeah.
It just ads and a little bit of small stuff.
But this has led to outrage, and people are very, very upset because it is a physical, uncontrollable element of somebody's existence that they feel is, I guess, being attacked, right?
Yep.
Like, short dudes are not happy about this at all. That's mostly who's going to be upset, because you look at like a 2013 study from Science Direct found that women prefer their partners to be, this is a lot, by the way, 8 inches taller than them. I wouldn't have thought it would have been that much, but supposedly women like their partner to be 8 inches taller than them. If you're 5'5", you want to be 6'3". 5'2", you can be 6 foot. That's fine. Men say that they prefer their partners to be 3 inches shorter than them. Do you relate to that?
3 inches shorter. Huh, interesting.
Now that we are, like, I'm 5'8", my wife's probably 5'5", 5'4", and change or something. So, like, we're in that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would say hard, like, I don't have rules. It's not like if my wife, who I fell in love with, was 5'7", we wouldn't have gotten married. But I would say my proclivity would have been probably, like, yeah, there's probably a few inches shorter than me is a good thing.
Yeah, like, if my wife was 5'3", I wouldn't have cared. She's 5'6", I wouldn't have cared. You know, like, so, yeah. Like, but it's, I don't, like, 6'4 is probably too tall, you know?
Right. I do feel bad. Like, if you're super tall, whether you're a dude or a girl, but especially, I think, for girls, it can be harder.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like,
for sure,
if a lot of guys, I'm either anti-dating women that are taller than them, or...
Like, by a lot. Like, I could do eye height, well, you know, yeah, exactly. But 6'4 is a lot.
A 6'4, if you're 6 foot, is...
Yeah.
She That's puts my on, point. She puts on heels?
Yeah.
Like, now it's 6-7 inches we're talking about here.
Yes, it is.
You're just getting dwarfed.
Yes, it is. Yep.
I feel bad. Well, maybe you're going 27-11 for the Liberty, and it's not as big a deal.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows. But here's why I brought this up, and I want to get feedback from our listeners. Tinder's saying, all we're doing is providing information. We've always done this.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get you someone who you're compatible with. You're looking for a certain person. We've got a bunch of things you can already, boxes that can be checked, and little faders you're turning up and down, and I want someone who has these same wants and not wants as me, and you're sifting through all this stuff, right? Likes and dislikes. It's just height. Mm-hmm. We're just adding that, and people are going, this is inappropriate. You can't do this, because, like, the idea of, what if they did weight? Which I think they could if they wanted to. But, like, that, can you imagine the blowback on that?
Yeah, because they have a delicate way of asking, right? Where it's like, you can put on any dating profile for depends on not just Tinder, but anywhere else. It's like, body type, athletic, a few extra pounds, husky. Like, they're already hinting
at it.
Is
that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on your app.
Okay. Did you do dating apps in the past?
No. So, the thing you don't know about me.
How do you know so much about this?
I did a so much research on it. I got way pretty far down the line. My sister-in-law and I started the process of developing one ourselves. You don't even know about this. I was honestly, I was inspired by our guy, Kevin Sheehan. This is totally true. Having, like, all these interests outside of sports radio. And I was like, she worked at the time in tech development, had a bunch of developers that she knew. And we, like, brainstormed and went pretty far down the line, starting a company, founding it, started going down the line with it, ended up becoming too much because we both had kids and it became overwhelming. So I had to shut the company down. But we did. We started one. And wow. I did a ton of research to figure out what the complaints were. The biggest complaint for women is that the guy shows up and it isn't what he says.
Yeah.
So, like, now, the biggest complaint for men is that it's an AI chatbot. But, like, for women, it was like, this dude looks really handsome, says he's tall, and he's, you know, he's 5'6" and has no teeth or whatever. Like, right. That was the thing, is the wasting of the time.
So here's the question, though. I want to hit the phones on this, and we can continue to discuss this. But I want to open up the phones at 800-636-1067. Tinder's got a new height filter that has sparked this debate over whether or not this is okay. Is this cool? When you start saying, you've got to tell people how tall you are, and you're not going to be able to match with certain people who have a restriction to not allow it. you to date them. And without bearing the lead, my point is, well, if someone doesn't want to date you based on your height, if you show up at your height, it ain't going to go that well.
Right.
It's not like you're not meeting your wife because they're not letting you meet this person. They're clearly pretty serious about the height thing, right? Mm-hmm. But do you think that this is a weird thing Tinder's doing? 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Danny, do you have an issue with Tinder allowing for people to use height against those that they are matching with?
Not at all. What you're not there to do charity. You know what I mean? You're there to find what you want, whether it's a person to date, a person to hook up with, a person to marry. Like, you are looking for your partner. What you want, you figure that out. I have no issue with it at all. I mean, at all. To me, now, the other side of it is, this is a business that's trying to bring in users. So if it's too toxic, in other words, to let, you know, men pick whatever physical feature that they want to start listing, because, you know, it'll drive away female users.
Well, so that's the question, though, right? Is like, okay, so can guys put boob size in there? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, everyone does the slippery slope thing of like, what's next? You know, If you're going to do height, why can't you do this? I guess that's a fair enough question, but I 1000% agree with you, which is to say that physical attraction, I mean, there are going to be proclivities. Like if you want shorter than taller, or if you're 5'6" and you're looking for someone who's below that, you should be able to put that feature in. All that does is help cut out the process. You're there for a reason, to your point. Mm-hmm. And the controllables, the things that you can add and subtract from, are just cutting down the pool of people that you're sifting through. So now it's like a house. If I go to Redfin or one of these sites where I'm trying to buy a house, you would put in, I need a 2-car garage. I need it to be within this many miles of Washington, D.C. I need a
so yard. Your realtor doesn't show you a place with half a bath and that's it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, well, no. I mean,
you should be able to, whatever you want, if it's a proclivity on pretty much anything, I would say.
Yeah.
The more things that you can provide, I think probably the better for the app. Miles in Ashburn, what's up?
How are we doing? I think it's the same thing. Like, if I don't like green colored eyes or 7-foot tall women, I'm here for Tinder. Is like not to meet my wife. It's for the get down. I thought.
Oh, that's the rep.
That's certainly what people think. I've been to multiple weddings where the people met on Tinder. I would say it's like any app, or it's like any, everyone's going to use it differently. I use Twitter for work purposes. Like, my buddies use it, you know, and they're like shticking it up about, you know, whatever it is that they do, but everyone uses it differently.
But it might try to drive female subs, because the people that are going to pay for that feature would traditionally be women.
And that's exactly it. And that's the point, by the way. And I appreciate the phone call. They are trying, again, these dating app companies are all sort of figuring out, how do we keep people engaged? How do we get people on there? How do we keep people on there? What's the rate of return? This is a way for them to make money. And with all due respect, dudes are going to be there if they think ladies are going to be there. That's why you have ladies' nights at bars, right? So for women, there's got to be an appeal. And this is one of the features that they're going to do. So they could decide, if they wanted to do the equivalent for men and have men be able to fill out whatever they wanted. I think
they're
not.
What kind of stuff would they fill out?
It could be anything. It could be hair color. It could be a height requirement or otherwise. But they know that if they start doing that, it won't be a good business investment. It won't be a good idea, because it'll turn people off. So they're trying to get away with whatever they can to bring users back in. I have no issue with that.
It's just the business. The anger, though, the outrage of this idea of a slippery slope. What say you to that? Where, okay, if you're doing height, why can't you do other things? Like, and then the pushback is you shouldn't, you know, where it becomes now like, are you saying open season?
That's what I would say. I think it should be up to the company. If, cause they know if they did quote unquote open season, it would,
the guy goes in and says below this weight, or
the site
a girl
would
goes in and says, fatso pulsa, no chance.
Right.
Like, cool.
I would do whatever you think your users want. So whatever's going to make you money and get users onto your site or your app is what you should do. That would turn people off. That's the governor right there, is the demand. There's probably a site somewhere. There's probably an app somewhere where it's like the most horned up dude in the world gets to put in whatever thing he wants. Let's see how many users are on there. Let's see how successful that company is. It won't work. That's my point, is you are not looking on Facebook Marketplace for a golf club. You're looking for whatever it is that you want in a partner, either short term, long term, or something in between.
Well, I view it also, it sounds like we're pretty much in lockstep, but I view this as it's very personal. I mean, it's nobody's business really what kind of person you're looking for, what you're into. If I'm just putting myself in the shoes of, let's say, a woman who's 5'7" or something.
Okay.
And I don't want to date a guy that's shorter than me, 5'6" or below. You could tell me that's messed up. That's your opinion. You're allowed to think it's messed up. If that's what I like, I can't tell myself, today you will like guys who are 5'5", and when someone's shorter than you, it's not going to make you feel uncomfortable, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That's not how the mind works.
Right.
So it is my business when I'm trying to find a dating partner, and forever there weren't apps. So you would just go out, and if a guy came up to you at a bar that was shorter than you and you weren't into him, you would turn around and you would go, you know, I'm not into that guy. I'm not going to date him. So on an app, we now have the ability to kind of set all the features. And I tend to think the more of them, the better, because it does cut down on the pool to get you the possible people that you're looking for that make the most sense. Let's go to Jason in Fredericksburg. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I think people are kind of beating around the bush here. So I'm what you'd call the equivalent of of a fat girl. I'm 5'5", right? No guy wants a fat chick, and no girl wants a short guy.
I don't know, right? That that's true, by the way.
I know what you're saying.
I don't mean a blanket statement, but I mean,
it's kind of a blanket statement.
It's pretty blankety, but yeah. I know what you mean.
Right. But if let's just can stick do to that the short
guy
that, thing.
We're dudes. Let's just talk about dudes. So you're a short guy. No girl wants a short guy. You're saying continue. So what's your point?
Well, what I'm saying is if they can do that for the short people, then they should be able to do that. Like, okay, well, if you're a female and you're like 5'6" and you're like 165 pounds, I don't know.
So my point is,
this guy's really obsessed with the weight.
Well, but here's my response to you. And you know, forget about the blanket statements for a second. Yeah. My response to you is if they think that's good business, they should be able to do that. My point to you is that ain't good business.
Right.
That's going to drive away a huge portion of your clientele. Whereas I don't know that this would.
Yeah.
And that's my point. And from your perspective, I don't know if you're single or not, sir, and it's not none of my business. Here's what I would say. They're not going to waste your time either. That
right.
That girl that you match with and texted with and flirted with and set up a date with who shows up and then won't date you because of some intrinsic characteristic that you can never change, doesn't want you long term. You wasted probably money, time, energy, and a bunch of texts on your data plan. Save yourself the time. If someone doesn't like you for something you can't control, thank God I found that out now.
But by
right?
the way, portly fella, big old fat here, mm-hmm. talking. There, you should, that should not be like above the threshold of what is not acceptable. If you're not interested in dating me because I'm really heavy, it might be because you just aren't attracted to me or you don't want my gross body near you. That's okay. That you're allowed to think that.
Right.
It might be because you go, it's really important to me that a guy's an outdoorsman and he's less likely to be able to want to go to Great Falls and go on these walks with me or whatever. You should be able to put that in.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doing height, weight should be there too. I got no problem with that. Rick in Germantown, what's up?
Yes, sir. Mostly it's the women that are the fake ones that show up. Everybody's a
this
world traveler. Everybody's does exercise. Everybody looks great. And their photos from 10 years ago, you go meet them. Blah, it doesn't work out.
I'm
never rude to anybody.
That,
I ran across a couple like that. I continued on my date because in the business terminology, that's lessons learned. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Rick. He's saying that girls are more likely to lie on the dating profile. I'm sure there's evidence.
There's more fake profiles.
We could look that up.
Yeah,
but that's like AI. And
sure.
Like you're getting catfished.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that this is out there. We could look it up. Is a woman more likely to lie on the dating profile? I have no idea. I doubt that's the case.
If it's like an actual real person versus like an AI bot or something.
Human right. beings, chicks and dudes, who is more likely to lie about their, you know, whatever is physical.
Yeah, so among
features,
the real persons, it's dudes.
What'd you say, Strober?
Requests on Instagram. If you go into your requests and look, you're going to see hundreds of bots in there. They're not real accounts, all these fake. I don't know
if
that's what Rick.
Yeah, they're like,
I don't know if Rick is kind of referring to that kind of stuff, because if you're on social media, you'll see a ton of that. It's all over Twitter now. Don't even.
No, he's talking about, he's like, you show up and meet the person and they're not in any way with this.
He's like, her picture's at 8 and she's a -4. Like, that's what he's saying.
That's everyone.
Sure.
That's everyone.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
Yeah, I would tell you what, if I was on Tinder, I'm not putting my worst pictures on there. Like, oh, I like this one. Now it's 2 years old. It's a really good angle. Lighting's pretty good here.
Yeah, my headshot from 09. That's going up. Come on.
Are people in the business of putting bad looking pictures on their dating apps? I bet not. Bet you everyone's probably guilty of that.
Yeah,
one, Rick.
You're doing best foot forward.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Is Daron Payne finally going to bounce back after a couple of down years?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.